I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott said Monday he was preparing to take action to restrict transition-related medical care for transgender minors in Texas after legislation to do so failed during the regular session. During the regular session, the Senate passed a bill that would have banned hormone therapy, puberty suppressant treatments, and transition-related surgeries for children, which are rarely used before puberty. But a similar proposal in the House fell victim to a bill-killing deadline late in the session. Abbott said during an interview he has another way of achieving the exact same thing, and it may be announced as soon as this week, but he didn't provide further details. While Abbott did not put a transgender youth treatment ban on the special session call, he did include a proposal to limit transgender kids from playing on school sports teams that corresponded with their gender identity. The Senate approved two bills related to that agenda item last week, but they and other legislation are on hold as House Democrats remain camped out in Washington, D.C. in protest of Abbott's priority elections bill. For weeks now, Democratic State Representative Garnett Coleman has been hiding out in Texas, wondering if police are going to track him down. While dozens of other Texas House Democrats fled to Washington, D.C. to block a Republican voting bill, the longtime Houston legislature stayed behind. Unable to travel while recovering from severe illness that led to the amputation of his lower right leg in May. His continued presence in the state makes him more vulnerable to arrest, as Republicans have voted to force back to the Capitol any absent House Democrat within state police jurisdiction. The prospect doesn't trouble Coleman, who questions both the constitutionality and the optics of such a move. What does weigh on him is having no choice but to watch the historic moment from the sidelines. The last time Democrats skipped town in 2003 to delay political map drawing, Coleman led the way. In 03, Coleman said state police showed up at his house and his wife's job looking for him. House Democrats had pledged to remain out of the state until the 30-day legislative special session ends on May 6th, depriving Republicans of the quorum needed to pass legislation. A spokesperson for Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan said last week that a civil arrest warrant would be issued and carried out with the help of state police for any Democrat believed to have returned to Texas from Washington, but he said he did not know if any orders had been given for the quorum breakers who never left the state. The House Speaker did not respond to a question Monday about pursuing Coleman. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 23rd and in person September 24th and 25th. This year's speaker lineup delivers a diversity of life experiences, political ideologies, and expertise that will challenge, change, and inform your take on this moment. Newly announced TribFest speakers include Chris Matthews, author, journalist, and former host of Hardball, Renu Kator, Chancellor of the University of Houston Systems and President of the University of Houston, Dade Phelan, Speaker of the Texas House and Republican State Representative from Beaumont, Catherine Hayhoe, Chief Science Officer for the Nature Conservancy, and more. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Broadway Bank. The impact of COVID on segments of the national economy has been widely understood. What might be less known is the impact these events have had on the home building market.